This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. On Parler, we're at the Captain's America. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Then you'll have all the different avenues to find us where we're at and what we're doing. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Now, we're going to wrap up our conversation about the president and CPAC and all that. Now, I thought I just saw you in a pan of the room. Were you sitting in the room? And if so, about where were you?
I was actually towards the back.
All right, I kind of thought I saw you. There was a panorama coming from the back, and it went from the back to the front, showing the people standing up and applauding and cheering. So you might have made the big time. I don't know, but we'll see. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to play this, and then we'll talk about why this is important. This is a comment from our friend Greg Clugston, and this is his report from CPAC.
The speech to conservatives, Trump dismissed rumors he would start a new political party and promised to strengthen and unite the GOP.
We stand up to political correctives and we reject left-wing lunacy, and in particular, we reject cancel culture.
The former president also used his CPAC appearance to slam the Biden administration and call out by name Republicans who voted to impeach him for inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what I saw, and I heard the speech, and I thought it was great.
He went on, he kind of came out and opened with immigration and what the Biden administration is doing with the border and the migrants and the this and that. So he drove that point home for quite a while, and rightly so. He explained the agreements that the United States has with, or had, now, not so much under Biden, but had with Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. So, you know, he literally was sounding a clarion call on that one, and he really says that we can expect hundreds of thousands to come in between now and, say, end of March. And, you know, there's some real truth in that. So it's got us really in chaos, for sure.
Go ahead.
He spent a good bit of time certainly talking about the elections, and he teased two or three times about running again in 2024, including talking about Melania saying our future first lady.
Yep. Now, Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, has supposedly agreed to an independent investigator after his suggestion of having one of his judge buddies be the person to do the investigation went out the window. He has a history with women because his accusers, girlfriends, and wives, that's now emerging, and it's not good. But he made the comment yesterday, and I think he did himself a whole bunch more damage. He says, well, I was just being playful.
Well, the comment, I read the comment. The comment would have only come after he had a discussion with lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he knows that he's in trouble, and I think that he was trying to minimize the impact. And so he didn't make the, I mean, he made the comment, but it really came from lawyers. So, the other thing is that, even Pelosi is now saying that these accusations are credible.
Yeah. And AOC and Schumer and, Gillibrand and, numerous other Republican, congressmen. So he's in deep trouble, deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't come out and say, well, yeah, I made a mistake. And again, he isn't doing the Bill Clinton thing.
No.
So I guess he's better than Clinton was. Clinton got off the hook. I don't know if he will or not. What do you think? What do you think his chances are?
I don't know that it will necessarily go anywhere with the sexual allegations. It's just kind of the cherry on the banana split. For the reasons that he needs to go, period, because the real crux of the matter is still how he mishandled all things, you know, the pandemics and lockdowns and hospitals and nursing homes.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll see how all that works out. And by the way, the Portland business owners over the weekend faced a couple of nights of vandalism. New riots there caused at least $2.3 million in damage as Antifa's come out and said, you're going to have a big march on March the 6th in Eugene, Oregon.
Well, isn't it?
I'm telling you. But yet you don't hear anybody making any big stink about that on the other side of the aisle.
No.
All righty, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. And when we come back, how about the bad weekend my brothers in blue had? After a couple of police officers get killed in the line of duty, and one of them was absolutely stupid the way that happened. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team who operate Relief Factor. Now, that's a product that I take exclusively and have for the last 5 years. It's taken the place of something that I was taking before that. That was narcotics, and I did not want to take it. It got to the point to where it was making me tired and woozy and this, that, and the other one. I shouldn't have been. And I had to take Relief Factor not two times a day like I normally do, but three times a day over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday because of the swelling that came on in my left leg and my ankle and the pain that came on. I couldn't even hardly walk on my left leg. And I took this, and within an hour, the pain started to go away. By the time I got around to the second dose of it that I took, the swelling had started to go down. The third time I took the medication, or this drug-free product, Relief Factor, the swelling had gone down a little bit more. And then by last night, it was down altogether. But if I had tried to have done what I would have normally done, it would have gotten much worse, so I just had to stay off it. But because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in Relief Factor, it definitely lowers inflammation. It definitely also goes to the source of the pain to lower or eliminate the pain. And it works. That's all I can tell you. It works. It supports a healthy healing process, and it also supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in too. So I want you to check out the product by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's all you got to do. Try that, and away you go. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
And let's see. We've got Badgammon Bob on the line, so let's get to his question. Okay, Mr. Badgammon Bob, what's your question?
Morning, Captain Ace. Do you think that Trump is going to help with the 2022 midterm Senate and the House? And is he going to work towards helping? And do you think his effect will be good? All right, that's it.
Well, obviously he didn't pay attention to what was said by Trump yesterday, because the answer to both of those is yes, but go ahead.
Well, he was supposed to actually announce a new political action committee yesterday at CPAC. Mm-hmm. Oh, I must have missed that little
Yeah, he
session.
Did. He did.
Mm-hmm. But he is, yes, he is going to certainly work to retake. I mean, all eyes are on 2022 right now, not so much 2024. And, you know, when you have people like Jim Jordan that are speaking, and he was really speaking to the MAGA doctrine and, you know, all things that Trump did to put the country on solid footing, energy independence, you know, the tax refunds, the tax code, immigration, unemployment. I mean, all these kinds of, you know, foreign policy, NATO. I mean, he was really speaking all of these. And when Trump came out, he was speaking, he said, let me tell you what Biden has already unwound. And we don't even understand what the consequences, the ripple effects and consequences are those, except for right now we're seeing that the gasoline prices at the pump have increased by 30 or 40 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
So what Trump is really saying and what the RNC is really saying and those speakers were really saying at CPAC is you have to not necessarily look at Trump, but you have to look at the doctrine. You have to look at policies, both domestic and foreign. And those are the things that we need to feed on. And I think that, interestingly enough, Mike Pompeo, you know, he had some fascinating things to share mm-hmm. with what, he was doing. And we tend to forget how many Americans were brought home dead and alive, because he brought home a lot of remains from Korea.
Korea. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think that we yet to realize the values and the benefits of what Trump did in 4 years, in spite of two impeachments and the constant lawsuits and attacks. So I think that we need to kind of pull back and not just look at Trump, but look at the accomplishments mm-hmm. and how we can use those accomplishments as a template over what the Democrats did and didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's an easy story to tell.
I got to mention something. This is disheartening, but the audience knows about my relationship as a firefighter with police officers and every firefighter that's out there. It was a bad weekend for my brothers in blue. One police officer was fatally shot over an alleged mass dispute at a basketball game where a young man pulled out a gun and shot and killed the police officer. That's number one. And then number two, a cop was killed during a traffic stop before he ever even got out of his vehicle. The country has gone nuts. And these punks that are doing this, they deserve to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, if they survive.
The sad part about it is that there's enough law on the books
mm-hmm.
To deal with this. But not only for those that are not qualified to even own a gun, much less carry one,
right.
But once they have some crime, once they are indicted, once they are sentenced,
mm-hmm.
We have to really look at these district attorneys and these judges. They, I would say, not only do the district attorneys like this cockamamie idiot out there in Los Angeles County,
right.
Gascon, but he's not the only one. I mean, we've got, Chicago just went to no bail. Cook County.
Right.
You know, they're not, I mean, how many people have been arrested and prosecuted out there in Seattle and Portland?
None.
Okay.
They've all been released, charges dropped.
Atlanta. So what's happening here? It's such hypocrisy when we're talking about we're shutting down the country because of COVID and we don't want spread and we want to save people's lives, blah, 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 blah. But they're not saving lives on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So Wayne LaPierre at the NRA, you know, he got up and spoke at CPAC, and that's pretty much what he was saying. Why don't you just follow the law on the books and clean the mess up? And it's clearly just not happening. So there's such a wide disparity between, you know, public safety and public safety when it comes to what the Democrats are promoting and doing and not promoting and not doing.
Now, we just got an email from Strawberry Joe, and he's saying, good morning, Captain Denise, Semper Fi, CPAC. He says, I agree with Denise, long on pep rally, short on strategy. The left strategy is anything and everything to transition to a tech oligarchy, and the end justifies the means. What is a Republican strategy? Will they win the next election?
Well, just based on what the Biden administration has done in the last month, I think if an election was held this week, the Republicans would win back the House and the
you
Senate.
Bet they,
and the
you bet they
fight.
Would. You bet they would.
So, look, we don't spend enough time, and it's hard, we don't spend enough time studying what the left is doing overtly and covertly. And we don't listen to the left enough to hear what they're all saying, because they always end up whatever they say. If you listen carefully, they're telling us what they're going to do, and they're telling us the truth.
Yeah.
And we don't give them enough attention for the tactics that they're using. Not to say that the Republicans, the conservatives, ought to resort to some of those tactics, but we should have countermeasures. They've got study groups, they've got trainings, they've got grassroots programs virtually in every state to cover all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Education, crime. I mean, for them to be able to rally the protests, I mean, they rallied some protests outside of the Hyatt over the weekend. So, you know, they had enough money to fly a couple of planes that were flying, you know, tail signs. So, look, if we don't get what they're doing, it's to our own peril.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow night. Have yourself a great day, and welcome back. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to write. I'm sure she's going to have a lot to write about today, her trip over there. In the meantime, I'll be back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In his first public appearance since leaving office, former President Donald Trump promised that his journey was far from over.
To so many wonderful friends, conservatives, and fellow citizens in this room and all across our country, I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we began together We went through a journey like nobody else. There's never been a journey like it. There's never been a journey so successful. We began it together 4 years ago, and it is far from being over.
In his nearly 90-minute speech Sunday to the Conservative Political Action Conference, the former president also criticized the early decisions of his successor, saying that President Biden had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. And I will tell you that this segment is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. I'll tell you where those locations are in just a minute. But right now, they're going to tell you about themselves. So here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, and the other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa, Florida area. Now, that being said, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. Ask to take a tour of one of their facilities. And in doing so, you'll get a chance to talk to the students, the teachers, see everything that's there, and get firsthand knowledge as to what you need to be a certified aviation maintenance tech and enter into a career with a total and complete idea for yourself. Now, I want to start out with this. This past week was bookended by deadly strikes in the Middle East. At the top of the order was a duo of strikes carried out in Iraq at the hands of local Iranian-backed militia groups. The first struck an airbase at Balad, north of Baghdad. The second, a barrage aimed at Baghdad's Green Zone. And the drumbeat of deadly attacks across Iraq has become consistent now, seemingly weekly. Three dead here, scores more there. In the constancy of the reports and the attacks themselves, it's easy to miss the bigger picture of what these attacks are intended to accomplish. They are aimed at killing people and destroying valuable infrastructure, but they're also part of a longer view PSYOP carried out by Iran and its proxies. Because by striking U.S. and coalition assets regularly, these insurgents accomplish several key things. First, they remind the coalition that they can and will unleash deadly strikes at any time. These are retaliatory or symbolic, if you will. The second thing they do is to set a high bar for protective posture. Want to go into the green zone? Well, you better wear your flak vest and helmet. Want to get in and out? Be prepared to be stopped, screened, checked, and rechecked. In other words, these attacks keep Iraq in a militarized zone and sustain the social and political pressure that comes with maintaining it. Sound familiar? Some of that, in one effect or another, are going on right now in Washington, D.C. Now, then comes the State Department spokesman, Ned Price, who tiptoed his way through a tightly packaged comment on the attacks and whether or not the U.S. would respond in some way. This is what he said. When it comes to our response, we'll respond in a way that's calculated, within our own timetable and using a mix of tools at a time and place of our choosing. As you've heard me say before, what we will not do is lash out and risk an escalation that plays into the hands of Iran and contributes to their attempts to further destabilize Iraq. Okay? Then you had John Kirby, the spokesman for the Pentagon, who also weighed in. He said the DOD's view on Tehran's activities is perfectly clear, yet struggled to find firm footing when asked if the killing of Americans and striking the embassy, which is technically American soil, would be enough to elicit a military response. Kirby told reporters, "It's difficult to say with certainty whether that's a strategic calculation driving this recent uptick in attacks or whether or not it's just a continuation of the sorts of attacks we've seen in the past." Does that sound like a little gobbledygook to you? And then, on Friday, President Biden ordered a strike inside Syria, the first military action since taking office. Now, according to reports, the airstrike targeted structures on the eastern or in the eastern Syrian town of Al-Bukamal, a village near the border with Iraq in the Euphrates River Valley. John Kirby once again came out, the DOD spokesman, and said, this time he confirmed that two Air Force F-15Es launched a salvo of missiles, which destroyed nine facilities believed by U.S. intelligence to be entry control points by Iranian-backed militia groups active in Iraq. Now, the message from the president was clear. He said, you can't act with impunity. We must be careful, he warned Iran in a press briefing. But the strike offered more than a message to our enemies. It peeled back the husk of the regional conflict in a way that many missed. And that is, Iranian-backed militia members are able to strike U.S. assets in Iraq almost any time they want and inflict death and injury and destruction. And we retaliate by striking Iranian assets in Syria. The big question is, why aren't we launching something into Iran to wake them up? Because by striking Syria in retaliation for attacks in Iraq, we're tactically acknowledging the regional nature of the conflict we're now in and how unstable the region really is. And to make matters worse, our politics at this point, every time we move, diplomatic or military, is some kind of self-righteous justification for why we deserve the freedom we fought so hard to carve out and protect in Iraq. Unbelievable. What's in store for this week? Nobody knows, but I'll bet you it's more of the same. I'll bet it's more than the same. And thank you, Eric, for your information. And now let's talk for a second about North Korea, because a principled U.S. diplomatic strategy is being put together to negotiate with North Korea. Now, is there anybody other than me thinking that when you hear that word, a principled U.S. diplomatic strategy, when do you do something that's principled with North Korea? When would that work? Like never. So, we're spinning our wheels. We still got our guys over there. Many of them are being hurt unnecessarily in some cases because we put them in a situation where we know, and they know in many cases, they're going to be targeted by these Iranian-backed militias. But we need to send a much stronger message to Iran. We launched a couple of salvos over there somewhere along the Straits of Hormuz to where they've got the IRGC fast boats and all that stuff, and just take care of them for a little while, disable them. Maybe that might give them the message. Maybe. But we'll see. Now, Joe Biden, we all know, is planning for a far wider spending package after this $1.9 trillion package goes through. I'm going to be talking in just a couple of minutes with Chris Markowski about what it is that they're up to. Because the Senate right now is weighing their changes to the relief bill coming to them from the House. What will those changes be? We'll just have to wait and see. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us very much. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends down at Burt's Barracuda, Harley Davidson in Pinellas Park. Now, come up this Saturday, or come out this Saturday, and join me at the unveiling of the Harley Davidson Memorial, Motorcycle Memorial, to the military men and women that have ridden those bikes when they served in World Wars I, II, Korea, and Vietnam. That's because motorcycles played a very important part in the military, especially with our military scouts. Now, if you want to have some live entertainment and do a little dancing, have a little fun, the Bearded Brothers Band will be there. There'll be food from the Veterans Food Truck there. Bring your appetite along with you and bring your family with you. This is a family-friendly event. Now, it's going to start at 10 a.m. and go to 3 p.m. Get there early for the Color Guard and the National Anthem. And join me at Burt's Barracuda, Harley Davidson, this Saturday. I'll be there from 10 to 2. The event's from 10 to 3, and I might just stick around till 3 for the Harley Davidson War Memorial Unveiling. Now, they're located just north of US 19 on 49th Street, across the street directly from Quaker Steak and Lube. For more information, you can go to their website, Burt's, with an E, B-E-R-T-S, burtsbarracuda.com, and I hope to see you there Saturday. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Boy, I'm doing pretty good, but what the hell is going on in New York? This goofus up there, Cuomo, he said, I was just playing with these women. I was just playing.
Yeah, again, he's been getting hit a lot, not just with the women, just the way he treats the, you know, staffers and the way he talks to people. Listen, I basically watch the hypocrisy in the media when it comes to stories like this. Many of these people, this is the way our country unfortunately works now, these people get into power and they feel omnipotent. And, you know, he's a member of a, say, a royalty to some degree. You want to, you know, call it that.
The Cuomo family.
It's royalty. But, again, that's basically how our country is run nowadays. It's where, you know, people could say, oh, it's socialist, it's capitalist. We're more or less an autocracy is what we are. We're running a system where we might as well, we've got families that are like royalty. And it's not just on the left, and we all know the Kennedys and Cuomos and Clintons, a new entrant into the royal families. But, you know, you've got the Bush family on the right and others as well, where they're just, you know, their family is there to rule. And it's unfortunate, and their rules that we have to live by don't apply to them.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Well, Joe Biden is planning a far wider spending package once this $1.9 trillion stimulus gets put through. It's on its way to the Senate, where I understand they're going to be changing some things, probably taking the $15 an hour minimum wage out of it. Although Kamala, my understanding, Chris, is that Kamala Harris does not have to accept the ruling of the Senate parliamentarian.
Yeah, but, I mean, if she went ahead and did that, that would blow up that whole Byrd rule from way back when. And Biden, as it looks right now, he's not interested in doing that. It would cause way too many problems. So I don't see that happening. They actually are looking to actually put tax increases in there rather than to have a $15. It's basically like a situation where you would say to corporations, you lose certain tax deductions unless you pay your workers a certain amount of money. And that's how they, you know, they're looking to put it right now. And they get some really bad ideas from the Republicans as well. Josh Hawley's got some really bad ideas right now when it comes to this. I'm like, you know, it's almost like Republicans have jumped on board to some degree in regards to, you know, handing out money haphazardly. So it's you know, it's becoming both sides now where it's getting patently absurd.
Well, Paul Gosar over the weekend, you talk about absurd, he put an amendment on there to raise the one-time payment to the singles to $10,000 and to the couples to $20,000, just to prove the point that it was so ridiculous you could throw any amount in there.
Well, yeah, well, basically what he was saying was, hey, we're going to eliminate all the stuff that he was making a point. He was being ridiculous to prove how ridiculous the bill was, saying all this money that you're spending on non-COVID relief, I want to get rid of all that and instead give, you know, people $10,000 checks. Mm-hmm. That was his point, basically saying, hey, you know what? Most of this stuff is not going to any sort of relief.
Now, economist Stephen Moore has issued a dire warning on all this massive government spending that's going to lead to unchained inflation. I tend to agree with him, but how soon is this going to happen, or is it already?
It already is. I mean, this is, you know, they keep saying, oh, it's coming. I'm like, well, where do you live right now? It's here. It's been here for a while. Housing costs in the United States are as high as they were, you know, right before the Great Recession. You take a look at healthcare costs, take a look at food costs, take a look at commodities, take a look at gasoline that's going up right now. What are you talking about that there's no inflation out there? Prices are going up everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality. They keep saying it's coming. I don't know if it's some sort of, like, trick to make us think, you know, that, oh, geez, it's like, you know, it's like boiling a frog in water slowly or something like that.
Yeah.
I said, it's here. It's been here for a long time. A private college education right now runs around $75,000 a year. Don't tell me that there's no inflation out there.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have a question from a listener. Let me get over here. Okay. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's your question for Chris Markowski?
Yes, good morning. Yes, good morning, Chris. I'd like to ask Chris.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. With this stimulus package, there's going to be foreign aid in it. But I'd like to ask you, Chris, what other country takes their citizens' hard-earned tax dollars and sends it to the United States?
Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead, Chris. That's an easy one.
Now,
Yeah, listen, you know, nobody does. But I, again, you know, I talked about this on my, I think about it on my radio show this past weekend or my podcast this week, and how we're doing it wrong. China, rather than going and sending money around the globe, what they do is they go buy up and they invest.
Right.
They put up skyrocket and they do things differently. We just send money to these third world dictators, and more or less it ends up in some sort of Swiss bank account somehow. Sending cash to people that don't know how to utilize cash is not exactly a very smart idea.
Let me give you an example. Iraq, Hamid Karzai, remember him?
Yeah.
He put billions aside, billions, not millions, billions aside of the money that was sent over there to rebuild Iraq.
Was Karzai? I thought Karzai was Afghanistan.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Afghanistan. My bad. You're right. Afghanistan.
Yeah. Well, listen. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, how does Yasser Arafat have? You know, when he was there, he was had over $1 billion. You know, in a bank
right.
account. This is how these people make money, and we just continue to send it to these places. Like, for example, the money they want to send now. Oh, we need to rebuild Central America, or send money to Central America. No, Central America's got a lot of great beaches and a lot of things there. They don't know how to do invest. They don't do things properly. We should go down there and build. You know how many ports right now that China owns in Europe? They own ports in Italy. They own ports in Greece. They buy up areas. They make investments. Right now, they're doing all the vaccine delivery in Africa. They put up a huge thing in Ethiopia there, and that buys goodwill. And you know, this is allows people. It allows them to get away with murder within their own country because other countries are like, well, they're helping us out. So who cares what they do to the Uyghurs? And that's the reality of the situation. You know, we're just not very smart.
Yeah, you're right. And by the way, the Berkshire, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway snapped up a record $24.7 billion of their own stock.
I mean, he obviously had maybe finding a more difficult time finding investments that he was worth thought was worthwhile, and he thought that his company might be the most thing that was great, better thing that was worthwhile. They're a holding company that owns a myriad of companies, and if he saw value in his own stock, I don't have any problem with that in the way that that company is structured. I've got a problem with the stock buybacks with major corporations out there where they're just buying back the CEO's stock that the CEOs are selling that they got paid in a ridiculous pay package.
Well, Trump is back, and so is a new pact that he started. We'll see how that all works out.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what he's going to do with that as well. Obviously, he got a nice reception at CPAC yesterday. We'll see how he's going to be getting involved.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow. Stay low up there and stay out of trouble.
God, have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there. Check out all the things that he has to offer. And I'll be back with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.